Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. James R. Coughlin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. James is the Chief Underwriting Officer at Asterisk Financial, and we'll talk about his company a little bit later on and what they do. But right now, Jim is here to talk to us about how to build. He's here to help me continue my discussion with you about how to build better banking relationships. Jim Coughlin, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's good to have you here. My audience knows, Jim, that I have been talking to them about banking relationships over and over again over the years with real bankers, as you have been in your long career in banking, with other folks in different organizations, like people who run factoring companies. I've talked to them myself directly about how to build better relationships. In my opinion, this is the relationship between a small business and a bank is the most important relationship. What do you think?
I wholeheartedly support it. It is really critical to have a partner in your banker.
Right. And when we say partner, that presumes relationship banking.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, doesn't include interference by a computer score.
Correct. It does need that mutual understanding of how both partners operate and what they bring, assets they bring to the relationship. Absolutely.
Right. So, and we can come back another day and talk about the overall banking industry. But right now, I want you to talk to us about some of your ideas. As a longtime commercial loan officer, talk to us about some of your ideas about how to get a bank loan today.
Well, and it's very important. Your listeners are focused on that small business opportunity that they have in front of them. So we look at it from, and I personally look at it from the perspective of, there's a couple key things. You hear about them in the press, but I focus on about five items. One is you need to foster that relationship. A partnership is a relationship that needs work on both sides. So I encourage you, everyone, to establish a relationship in advance with multiple bankers. Mm-hmm. Find the one that fits for you.
I recommend that most small business owners have at least two banking relationships, and one of them must be with an independent community bank, a locally owned bank.
And I think that's critical because their local-owned bank understands the local market.
Yep.
And unfortunately, some of the larger national firms, unless they have an exceptional lender, which it does exist in the market,
but unless you have an exceptional individual,
it's not going to happen.
Yep. Go ahead.
Second, choose your lender as you would choose any other partner. Understand who they are and how they behave now and in the future. Understand that. That's very important to know how they will behave when things are going great and if things don't go according to plan.
That's right, because everyone knows that. And see, this is why the partnership / relationship thing is so important. Those terms presume tenure. They presume a period of time, don't they?
And, yes, they do.
And everyone knows that things don't go perfectly every day. There's going to be hills and valleys, and there's got to be people on both sides of the transaction who understand that and who are willing to ride that out with each other.
Absolutely, and the good times are as challenging to a small business as the bad times in terms of lending and borrowing.
They can be, especially from a cash flow standpoint, from a capitalization standpoint. Absolutely.
Correct, and you want to know how your banker is going to react to that,
right,
and that
right.
He's going to be able to grow and develop with you.
Right. Number three.
Number three is you need a clear business plan. As a small business person or partnership, you need to understand what path you're on and you need to be flexible when that path changes, but you need to have a vision of the future and a clear business plan in your mind and something you can articulate to your partner.
Right.
Without that, it's, you know, plan your work your plan is such
and this is where
topic.
This is where the banker is in no way confused about what you do, what your company is focused on, and so that they can tell when it looks like you might be getting distracted.
Correct. And that not only is pure business plan, write out a plan that you can find on the website for the Small Business Administration or anything, mm-hmm. but also how you personally as a business owner fit into that plan.
Right.
Are you at 23 and planning your future, or are you at 53 and thinking about retirement? Both how you fit into that succession plan is critical.
Right.
And that's important to have.
Right. Number four?
Four is you need to be able to communicate your history and your financial performance clearly, concisely to your partner. That relationship, understand that this is where I am, this is where I want to go, and clearly communicate it to your partner.
This means the good news and the bad news.
Absolutely. Clear, open communication makes it easier for that lender to understand.
Well, they've got to be able to trust you. They're not going to believe your good news,
Jim,
if you
perfect.
Never tell them when things are tough.
Correct.
I mean, they can only, you know, if you come to them and say, hey banker, I got a problem here. I need your help. Well, if you come to them with that, and obviously they help you, when you bring good news to them, they'll believe it.
Right. And the most dangerous form of risk is not knowing. So,
well, that's right.
Being clear with what you have, positive and negative, gives an understanding, a knowledge to the lender, and that builds that trust that you talk about. That's so critical.
Hey Jim, you know the title of the shortest book ever written, don't you?
No.
Loan Officer Courage. a scared. Nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge. And
yeah.
that goes back to the earlier point of pick your lender carefully. Understand how they're going to perform, and if you can have a great relationship, not one that just happens on the golf course or on your boat, but one that understands, I need capital now, and how do I get it?
And you say little things matter. 20 seconds. What do you got?
Yeah, the last thing, little thing, everything, understand everything matters. So when the lender is going to come and do a site visit, and it may be a surprise site visit, you do not want disarray. You do not want unprepared circumstances.
Right.
Focus on the details, because that says, I'm ready for you, and I can help you.
Folks, I have a partnership with my bank, and it's the only thing that's kept me in business all these years, really, and our hard work. You gotta build a relationship like that. Jim Crawford and I are going to come back and talk about something a little different after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.